Our scripture today comes from Matthew's Gospel, the 13th chapter, verses 24 through 30, and then verses 36 through 43. The parable of the weeds among the wheat, our weeds and our seeds. It says, He put before them another parable, and He said, The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in his field. But while everybody was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared as well. And the slaves of the householder came and said to him, Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then did these seeds come from, these weeds? And he answered, An enemy has done this. And the slaves said unto him, Then do you want us to go and gather them? But he replied, No, for in gathering the weeds you will uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time I will tell the reapers, Collect the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn. And then verse 36 through 43. Then he left the crowds and he went into the house, and as his disciples approached him, saying, Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field. And he answered, The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are collected and burn up in fire, so will it be at the end of the age, that the Son of Man will send His angels, and they will collect out of His kingdom all causes of sin and evildoers, and they will be thrown into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Let everyone with ears listen. This is the word of God for us, His children, this day. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord, we do thank You for Your word. And sometimes Your word is harsh. Sometimes Your word stings. Sometimes people like to skip over those parts of gnashing and weeping. But Lord, we know that they are the part that we have to listen to also, because they are the part that says there are consequences to Your actions. And Lord, when we make choices in our lives, when we choose to do something, or when things are cast upon us by circumstance, by situation, it is how we choose to act, it's what we choose to do that makes all the difference. So Lord, this day, just open up our hearts and our minds to see You in new and different ways, to always have ears to listen, and hearts to be opened, and minds to be changed. Amen.